Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Peres Aleha, if a person spreads on top of his sukkah, sudden a cloth, mipnei hachama, because of the sun, to protect the people that are sitting beneath the schach, beneath the sukkah, from the sun. Like if you look at the image that I attached here in this email, image Kuf Yud Ches, you'll see a picture of a sukkah with a cloth on top of it. Or if you spread a cloth under the schach, inside the sukkah, mipnei hanashar, in order to protect the people that are sitting in the sukkah from the leaves falling down from the schach. If you look at image Kuf Yud Tes that I attached in this email, you can see that you have a sukkah, you have schach, and then inside the sukkah, you erected this cloth right below the schach to catch all the falling leaves. So the problem here is that a cloth is something that is mekabel tumah, is susceptible to tumah. And anything that is susceptible to tumah is puzzles and valid uses schach. So now you have invalid schach together with your kosher schach, and it's really taking up the whole roof. So it'll make your sukkah invalid. Oh, or Shaperis Agabi HaKinev. Kinev is a four-poster bed. If you have a 100% kosher sukkah, but then you bring in a four-poster bed, and you put a cloth over the four-poster bed, so you're making like a cube inside the sukkah, which is totally separating you from the schach. And if you're lying down in this four-poster bed that has a cloth over it, it would also make you the liar or the sitter on this bed, as if you're not even sitting in the sukkah. So in any of these three cases, psula, you look at image kuf chaf, in the image I attached here in the email, it shows you the picture of the four-poster bed inside the sukkah with this covering over it. In all three cases, it's puzzle, it's invalid. In the first two cases, the actual sukkah is no good. And the third case, the sukkah is still fine, but the one sitting in this bed is no good because he's as if he's not even sitting in the sukkah because he has this chatzita, the separation above him. Aval, but parasu agabe naklita amito. What you could do is, if you look at image kuf chaf aleph, there's a picture of a bed with two posts. And the two posts are, one is at the middle of the headboard and one is the middle of the footboard. So now when you take a cloth and you throw it over it, right, the meeting point, right, if you look at it, look at the image, it looks like a triangular shape. The meeting point is very, very fine. It's not even a tefach wide, not even a hand breadth, not even 8 centimeters wide. So there, even though you're lying on this bed with the two posts with the cloth over it, and it's totally separating you from the schach, there is actually kosher. Because if the meeting point that's above you is less than a tefach, then it's still kosher, even though you're totally covered up from the actual schach. So it's an interesting point to point out. In the four-poster bed, you're totally covered up by the cloth you put on top of it, and it creates an actual ceiling above you. So it's no good, and it makes you as if you're not even sitting in the sukkah. But in the two-poster bed, granted you're totally, enclosed by the covering on top of the two-poster bed, but because the point of it, the meeting point, look at the picture, right, is very, very fine. There's a little gimbal over there, right? There's not even a tefach of space. So there, even though you're covered, we still say that you're sitting inside the sukkah and there's no separation, because a roof that is less than a tefach of width is considered no roof, and therefore it's kosher, and you're allowed to sit there. Moving right along to Mishnah Dalet. Hidla Aleha. If you were to take a branch, it's a geffen, you take a vine branch, and you the vine branches are very, very long, and you take it and you put it, you know, you blend it in along with your schach of your sukkah. Vesadlas, or from a pumpkin tree, or a gourd tree, they say over here. Vesakisim, or an ivy kind of tree. The idea here is that you have these branches that are very long, and you take it from the actual tree, and you put it through the schach of your sukkah. Vesichach al-gabav. Whether you put it on top of the schach, whether you put it on the bottom of the schach, but you blend it along with your schach. Psula, the sukkah is invalid, because you're using schach from something that is mechubar lekarka, is attached to the ground. And something that is attached to the ground is pasul for schach. Meaning, as long as it's still attached to the ground. If you cut it off, that's a different story. But if while you're using it, it's still attached to the ground, it's invalid to be used as schach. So here we see, in the previous Mishnah, we have a cloth, which is mekabel tumah, susceptible to tumah, that's invalid to use for schach. And now we see another thing which is invalid to use for schach. If you're using branches of a tree that are still attached to the tree, that's mechubal karka, it's attached to the ground, that's also going to be invalid and it'll make your sukkah puzzle. But, vimhaya sichuch harbe mehen, if the schach that you have on your sukkah is more than the branches that you are stretching out over your sukkah. Yeah, you have, you know, majority kosher schach over the pasul schach. Ay, shiktsatsan. Or in a case where you decide you cut the branches from the tree that you're pulling over into your sukkah, then ksheira, the sukkah, would be kosher. And explain over here like this. So in the case we have majority kosher schach over the non-kosher schach, so that's kosher because, you know, majority of what you have is kosher schach. We look at the majority. But in the case of where you cut it, let's say you don't have majority kosher, you have majority non-kosher, meaning you have majority branches from this tree, and then you cut it. So granted that you made it disconnected from the tree, and the moment it's disconnected, it becomes kosher. But there's also a point here that they teach, which is called a tasa velomana asoi. What that means is that when you build your sukkah, you have to build it in an order where you have a structure, and then you have a schach. It's tasa, it's built. Velomana asoi, not from the built. Meaning you build your walls, then you build your schach. Not that you build your schach, and then you build your walls. So in a typical example, you build your walls, great. Then you take your schach, you throw it on top, and it's kosher. But what happens if you build the schach first? How's that possible? In this case, you put the schach over the sukkah from the tree while it's still connected. So technically, that schach is pasul, it's invalid, because it's still connected to the tree. And then after everything is set up, you then cut it from the tree. So we never, this schach was ever placed on in a kosher state. It was only placed on in a non-kosher state. So we look at that as the order is not going. It's called tasav lo mina asoi. It's not being built the right way. It's mina asoi. It's you're taking something which is attached to the tree, putting it on, but when you put it on, it wasn't kosher. So what you have to do is you have to actually cut the branches off the tree, and then lift them up and put them down. Take like a broom and lift up all the tree, all the branches, or get on a ladder, lift up all the branches, and let them come right back down the roof. Because the moment we lift them up, now they're in the air, it's as if they're gone. When they come back down, they're coming back in a kosher state. So that's the idea, it's an important concept in sukkah. It always has to be tasa, built in order, walls, and then schach. Below minha also, not from already being built, meaning from the schach coming first. And a typical example of the schach coming first is where you put the schach on when it was invalid, like it was attached to the street. So you'd have to cut the branches. Now the schach is kosher, but I have to have the right order. So I'd lift it up into the air, then put it back down, and now the schach comes down in a kosher state, would make the sukkah kosher. Zeh haklal, here's the rule, the Mishnah concludes. Kol shu mekabel tumah, anything that is mekabel tumah, it is susceptible to tumah. Like a kli, a utensil, or clothing. If it touches a dead body, it can become tameh. Ve'en gedulim min ha'aretz, or you have an item that doesn't grow from the ground. For example, leather skins of an animal, they weren't completely worked and finished. So they don't grow from the ground, right? But at the same time, af b'she'en ha'makabot, it's not susceptible to tumah, right? Because since it's not a completed product, the leathers aren't completely worked, so it's not susceptible to tumah. If it touches a dead body, it actually won't become tumah, because it's not a complete utensil. But nevertheless, it didn't grow from the ground. So emes achim, but you can't use it for schach. So either if it's susceptible to tumah, or even if it's not susceptible to tumah, but it didn't grow from the ground, you can't use it as schach. V'chol davar she'ein mekabel tumah v'gedulim min ha'aretz. But anything which is not susceptible to tumah and it grows from the ground, meaning we have both conditions. The most common example is bamboo. It grows from the ground. You cut it off from the ground, and it's not susceptible to tumah. It can't become tumah if it touches a dead body. Nesach and bo, you can use it as chach. And the Gemara learns this out from the pasuk. It says chag asukas tas alcha, make a yantav sukkah for you. When you're gathering the grains. So grains that you gather are harvested, they're detached, and there's something which is not attached to the ground, but yet it grows from the ground, and they're not susceptible to tumah, right? Therefore, that's the typical example of what you could use for your schach. So anything that grows from the tree, as long as you cut it off the tree, branches, twigs, bamboo, as long as you cut it off the tree, it's not connected to the tree anymore. So it's something that grows from the ground. It's something that's not susceptible to tumah. And that's what you can use for schach, and that's what we use nowadays. And that wraps up Mishnah Daled.